Happy Friday, Ned. How are you?
I'm so glad the week is over. I'm very excited for the weekend. So happy Friday to you, Ariel. How are you?
I'm good. And that established our names. And now let me establish the name of this show. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. And today is the 19th. It is July 19th, 2024. Ned, you have a tip for us. You're not a painter, but I feel like you have a lot of painter's tips. What's this one?
Good. I just want to be clear, this was a masterclass in podcasting, everyone. Also, I'm going to be selfish and shout out myself. Happy birthday to me tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's a weekend, so we can't shout it out on the pod. But yeah, today's tip is about hanging things on your walls. And if you're like me, you are terrified of putting a hole in a wall that is in the wrong place, and now you just have a hole in your wall. Specifically, what I'm worried about is like when it has two hangers and you need to get the holes in the wall perfectly at the right height and equidistant apart. I have solved this by laying down whatever it is I'm hanging on my couch face down and then putting a piece of painter's tape to the like hangers and putting holes in the painter's tape at the proper distances, then putting the painter's tape on the wall and going through the hole.
Goddamn.
It's so easy, it's so simple, it makes so much sense, but like, not my current apartment, but the apartment that I lived in before, I remember taking so much time measuring, remeasuring, checking, putting things up because I have a lot of two hanger things. And when I moved into this one, I realized the painter's tape thing. And I just like did it and everything was up on my walls in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I could have used that a few weeks ago. I'm staring over there because I'm staring at a painting of mine that is lopsided.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I tried to do it on my own and without this painter's tape tip. So I needed that, but there's always the next painting. So.
There's Ned, always, you get them next time.
You get them next time. And with that, we will let you go off to your weekend, Tippendales. Go buy some paintings, go hang them up, and take pictures and send them our way. Happy
Goodbye,
weekend.
Goodbye, happy weekend.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.